Good evening, everyone. It is 8 o'clock, and I'd like to call the November 10th, 2025 Town Council Organizational Meeting to order. Would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our military?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I have a roll call, please?
Here.
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 Hey, I will now ask our newly elected town council to stand with me to receive the oath of office.
I'm going to make sure this is all.
Do you want to go down there? Yeah. Please raise your right hand. Do you all solemnly swear you will faithfully discharge according to law your duties on the Mauville Town Council to the best of your ability, so help you God? Thank you very much. Congratulations. And we'll recess in a moment for photos. So I'm going to open up the floor for nominations for chair.
Chair, I nominate Tim May.
I'll second that.
All right. Any other nominations? Other nominations? And last call, any other nominations? So I'll declare the nominations closed. And can we have a roll call vote, please?
Sorry.
No, sorry.
Caught you sleeping on, I guess.
Favor.
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 Thank you. Yes.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor. Perfect. 7-0. So motion passes. And I will now take nominations for deputy chair.
I nominate Bill Caron.
Second.
Any other nominations for deputy chair? Any other nominations?
Sure.
And last call, any other nominations? So nominations are closed for deputy chair, and I'll have roll call.
Favor.
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 Favor. Perfect. 7-0. So motion passes, and I will hand the meeting over to Chairman May. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Katie, for coming out tonight.
Absolutely, no problem.
Thank you.
Appreciate it a lot.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'd like to call a quick recess. Anyone opposed to doing a quick recess to take photographs and everything? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right.
Let's go.
What are we doing?
Pictures.
Recess
for pictures. We'll recess to 8:04.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to pause it.
Can you want to have someone pause it?
Yeah.
Joe.
I'm excited.
I'll be the judge of that.
You know, that's how I felt. That is how I felt.
That's it. You got enough room down there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hitting.
Tim, relax, buddy. I'll take care of it.
Jesus Christ.
Problem, child.
I just didn't mind.
There should be.
You have two volumes on that? That would be weird. That's pretty good.
He said the call's going.
No, but I do mine.
I think that he's actually still on the line, Joe.
Kate?
Kev? Yeah, no, I'm at the council meeting. Call me later.
I'm ready.
Right.
I was going to.
Bye bye.
Kate, ready?
I don't really know if you
don't
listen to anything, bro.
I don't want the ring, right? I want to take the ring off. Gotta hit the three little buttons over here. Watch.
Coming?
That should do it right there.
I'd like to call the meeting back into order. Okay, at this time, we have no special recognitions or presentations. Moving on to formation of standing committees. The first one, I'll accept nominations for town administration rules and procedures, and that's three individuals on that.
I nominate Joe Jaskiewicz, Nick Sibilia, and Rachel Novak.
I'll second that.
Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Hearing none. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Let the record know that it's 7-0. The next one is the formation of the Standing Committee for Finance.
I nominate Tim May, Kate Southern, and Brian Baker.
I'll second.
Any other nominations for finance? All right, hearing none. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. That is 7-0 in favor. The next formation of the Standing Committee is Solid Waste Disposal and Public Works.
I nominate Bill Caron, Kate Southern, and Brian Baker.
I'll second.
All right. Any other nominations for Solid Waste Public Works Disposal? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 7-0 in favor. The next is appointment of liaisons to boards and commissions. The first one up is the Board of Education.
I nominate Kate Southern.
Second.
Any other nominations for Board of Education? All right, hearing none, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. The next appointment to liaison the Boards of Commission is the Commission on Aging.
Bill Caron. I nominate Bill Caron.
Second.
Any other nominations for Commission on Aging? All right. Hearing none. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. That is 7-0 in favor. The next item up for liaison is Conservation Commission.
I nominate Nick Sibilia.
Second.
Any other nominations for Conservation Commission? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 7-0 in favor. The next appointment for liaisons for Boards Commission is the Economic Development Commission.
I nominate Rachel Novak.
Second.
Any other nominations for Economic Development Commission? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. The next item up for liaisons to boards and commissions is the Farmer Market Committee.
Kate Southern, I nominate.
Second.
Any other nominations for Farmers Market Committee? All right, hearing none, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. The next appointment to liaisons and boards commission is the library committee.
I nominate Kate Southern.
Second.
Any other nominations for library committee? All right, hearing none, roll call please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 7-0 in favor. The next one up is nonprofit organizations.
I nominate Bill Caron.
Second.
Any other nominations for nonprofit organizations for liaison? Hearing none, roll call please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So 7-0 in favor. The next liaison for boards commission is Parks and Rec Commission.
I nominate Kate Southern.
Second.
Any other nominations for Parks and Rec Commission? All right, hearing none, roll call please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So 7-0 in favor. The next liaison to board of commission is Public Safety Commission.
I nominate Brian Baker.
Second.
Any other nominations for Public Safety Commission? Hearing none, roll call please.
Favor.
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 You got to nominate.
Favor. So it's 7-0 in favor. The next liaison subordinate commission is the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I nominate Joe Jaskowitz.
I'll second.
Any other nominations for Planning and Zoning Commission? Hearing none, roll call please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 7-0. The next item for liaison for boards and commission is social services.
I nominate Bill Caron.
Second.
Any other nominations for social services? Hearing none, roll call please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0. Next liaison to boards commission is the Volunteer Firefighters Relief Fund.
I nominate Rachel Novak.
I'll second.
Any other nominations for Volunteer Firefighters Relief Fund? Hearing none, roll call vote please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So 7-0. And the last item, appointment to liaisons and board commission is the Youth Service Bureau and Advisory Board.
I nominate Nick Sebelia.
Second.
All right. Any other nominations for Youth Service Bureau Advisory Board? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 7-0. So the next item is item 10, appointment of a town council member to the Water Pollution Control Authority.
I nominate Nick Sebelia.
Second.
All right. Any other nominations to the Water Pollution Control Authority? All right, roll call please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. All right, at this time, entertaining remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Let me go one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. All right. New business, to consider and act in motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of Wednesday, October 15th, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Just, you know, You don't have to vote for it if you don't feel comfortable doing it, but it's just approving the minutes from the last one. They were in your packet if you did get a chance to look at it. So, roll call, please.
Councilor Baker?
I'll abstain since I wasn't here for that meeting.
Councilor Karen?
Favor.
Councilor Deskowitz?
Favor.
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 Favor. So that is 6-0 and 1 abstention. Item B, the town of Montbello hereby resolves to refund taxes due to overpayments and corrections in the amount of $17,993.10 as requested by the tax collector.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So 7-0 in favor. And item 12C, the town of Montbello hereby resolves to set the 2026 regular monthly meeting dates of the town council on the second Monday of every month, excluding holidays that will be scheduled on the Wednesday of that week. The scheduled meeting dates are as follows: January 12th, February 9th, March 9th, April 13th, May 11th, June 8th, July 13th, August 10th, September 14th, October 14th, which is a Wednesday, November 9th, and December 14th. All meetings will be held at 7 p.m. in the town council chambers.
So, second.
All right, any discussion? I'll just say that I did go over every one of these dates. I hope everyone did, and they look like there's no conflicts that I can see. So, all right. Everyone agree with them?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So 7-0 in favor. Item D, the town of Montbello hereby resolves to appoint Agnes Miyake to the town council minute clerk as the town council minute clerk for the term November 10, 2025 through November 8, 2027.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just want to comment that Agnes has been with us now for 13 years and does an outstanding job. And for the new members here, she's a wealth of information. Get a hold of her, and she always, always responds.
And I'd like to say that she's always been extremely helpful and very pleasant, and we enjoy having you as our clerk. So,
I'll second that.
Third. That's a third. You can put me down.
All right. Roll call.
Favor.
Maybe no. Favor.
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 Very much in favor. So it's 7-0. Welcome back, Agnes, again. Item E, the town of Montbello hereby resolves to close town offices at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, November 26th at 2025, in observance of the Thanksgiving holiday for non-essential personnel.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. Item F. The town of Montbello hereby resolves to adopt the town council rules and procedure.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? This is all in your packet, and I have a couple of copies here if anybody wants a paper copy. I would really highly recommend everybody on this dais read it. There's things in there that we may have forgotten and we may need to brush up on. And for the new people, it's a good learning tool. So, and obviously, if you have any question, please contact us and we can discuss that. So, that said, any more discussion on that? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Item G, the town of Montbello hereby resolves to review and approve the memorandum of understanding between the town of Montbello and the Montbello Firefighters Union, Local 3386, International Association of Firefighters, AFL-CIO.
Mr. Chairman, I think this item ought to be removed so we can do a little further digging into what's
that it really involves.
We need to vote on the motion, so...
I'm making a motion.
Okay.
I need a second.
Agnes, I read a motion. I need to make a new motion. Motion to table.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. Is this something that normally happens when we pay stipends for employees who work above and beyond a position?
It can be, but I think there's some things that we need to look into on this. That's not one of them, but I'm just saying that there's some things that we wanted to look at a little further, so we want to kick it back, and we'll take action on this at a later date. Any other questions? All right. Roll call to table the motion.
Councilor Baker?
Favor.
Councilor Karen?
Favor.
Councilor Beckwith?
Favor.
Councilor Novak?
Favor.
Councilor
Sebelius? Favor.
Councilor Southern?
Favor.
Councilor May?
Favor. 7-0 to table the motion.
Thank you, Council.
Thank you. To consider an act on a motion to authorize Leonard Bunnell to make applications for the DEEP Connecticut Recreational Trails Grant in amount of $80,000 with an additional $20,000 matching funds for the Uncasville Multi-Use Trail and Blue Way Feasibility Study. The match will be compromised of $15,000 from the town funds and $5,000 from staff in-kind services. The total project value is $100,000. The Connecticut Recreational Trails Grant Program provides funding to any private nonprofit organization, municipalities, state departments, and tribal governments in support of tribal trail projects, including planning, design, and construction of new trails, motorized and non-motorized.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, if I can elaborate on this at this time, I had originally planned on the land use director making this part of his report, but if you'd like him to explain anything about it now and answer any questions, he can be here to comment on it.
I just have a couple of questions. It's not really a question, it's more of a statement. This is just an application for a grant, is that correct? And so we've got a little bit of work to do. So it's just to get our foot in the door to start looking at, if, you know, we have a plan and we're trying to get some money to do that. Is that correct?
This would be to hire, if we were to be awarded the grant, we would be able to hire a consultant to study the trail linkages that are described in your package and to understand the feasibility with a priority between Bridge Street out to the river and then a higher level look from there further west towards the school and campus.
So we have a lot of work to do to actually get this grant.
I have to draft the application and it's due, I think it's the 18th of December.
Okay.
But we need this resolution in order to include that in the package. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any questions for
Dennis,
I'm sorry. I just met Dennis tonight. I'm sorry. He's new. He's our new planner. So maybe in a minute you can tell more about yourself when we get to that, the department head part. No other questions? Roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Favor.
Councilor Novak.
I abstain. I have to look into this a little bit further.
Councilor Sebelius.
Favor.
Councilor Southern.
Favor.
Favor. So it's 6-0 and one abstention. Item I, to consider an act of motion to authorize Mayor Leonard Bunnell to make application for a community investment fund planning grant, round 8, in the amount of $250,000 to fund the Montville Town Center plan and implementation strategy. The CIF Community Investment Fund offers planning grants for qualified municipalities to promote economic or community development. If awarded, this planning grant will implement initial recommendations of the review and renew routes of the renew revive and renew routes 163/32, which is funded by the CIF Round 5 award. The Round 8 application will focus upon placement and infrastructure for investment node 1, the town center.
Can you give us an enlightenment a little bit?
No, we got to.
So moved.
Right. Second.
And a second?
Second.
All right, discussion.
So again, on this Dennis was going to make it part of his department report, but he's here to answer any questions before the vote on authorizing the application.
And just a little background on this, if you read in there was a $250,000 CIF grant we received for the Route 32 improvements, and this is now, I guess, in addition to that. And this is something that a planner, Marsha Vaughn, had probably 15 years ago to basically beautify and enrich the Route 163, Route 32 area. So I'll take Dennis, take it from there.
Mr. Chair, so the study that is ongoing currently just started, so I think it's probably in around month two. It is scheduled to be completed in April. Initial recommendations and findings, our consultant team, it was presented to the steering committee last week. Some members were there, identified six nodes along the 32 corridor. One of those nodes, well, three of the nodes are in the area of the town hall. Node one is the town hall. I don't know if it's necessarily the priority, but it's the town hall, the intersection of 163, 32, and probably down to the Waterford town line. This application is to focus on that node one. So the DECD and the state look favorably upon the reinvestment, so they've allocated the $250,000. This is taking it to the next level to really look at the more granular. And there's two aspects to it. It's the town hall campus where we're looking at a building needs assessment, which would be for the four buildings, senior center, town hall, social services, and register our voters. As you know, there's issues with the boiler here, the roof. It would be to prepare bid documents to go out to bid to support those improvements so we can have a competitive and accurate bid, but it's also to look at placemaking, creating a more traditional town center, if you will, along Route 32 in front of Town Hall, and also looking at the 163 and 32 intersection. There was a LOTSIP grant or program. The town was looking at a multi-use path, and that was put on hold in part because there wasn't enough information on the intersection design. So this is to re-engage. We've talked with COG about it. They're supportive of taking this approach as well. This would fund that initial planning effort as well.
So once again, this is just to start to ask for the money. This is to start to get the grant and to get that ball rolling. So it's more of an inception stage, not, you know, a get to work stage. So this is just to ask the CIF investment fund if we can, is this a good plan? Can we get money for this? All right, any other discussion?
I would like to add, under the resolution in my packet that I sent out, it isn't on the agenda, and if the council is so inclined to maybe make a modification to that motion, because there had been approximately, I think the number is $347,000 that had been identified for boiler replacement and roof repairs. It wasn't officially allocated for that. I'd like to suggest to the council to amend this resolution to also include that 347 would be allocated for those repairs to show the town's investment as well, state's investment in the town of Montville. That's an alternative. If that's something that the council isn't comfortable with, you can move forward with the resolution as written.
So as it reads right now, we're originally asking for $250,000. Now we're going to be asking, what is it, for $597,000?
No, we would be asking for just $250,000, but we would be saying that the town would allocate from town funds $347,000 for the replacement of the boiler and the roof repairs.
I don't know how I can fit that into this motion. It's not your two different things.
I think that's not going to be a condition of the application, or will it be?
By putting it in there, it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so I'm suggesting it as an alternative. We're talking about internally.
I'm just trying to see how I can fit it in, because it's very specific about. I think Councilor Baker had a question. So is that question?
Yeah, my question was something, a spinoff of Tim's. Where in the budget is this $347,000 domicile? Does anybody know?
No.
We had that on our capital plan to do the town boiler and the roof. Is it the town boiler and the roof? And
no, it's just the boiler for that price. The price of $300,000 would be for that was just for the boiler. Yeah, it wasn't for the roof. The roof repair.
And we haven't been able to come up with a solid price on
It hasn't been bid out yet. They're actually looking at it. Remember, we talked about it in Public Works. They're actually looking at it to design what size boilers will we need, because we're going to use two, one backup. But it hasn't gone out to bid or anything. I think the last bid from the last year was like $300,000-something. But we also have to run the gas lines up,
right,
and everything like that. But the roof was, I forget the price that
there
John
was
looking at.
Around $40,000 for the roof, I believe it was.
Was it just that's for a repair, not replace?
Just for the repair.
Okay.
And then we're receiving bids for the design services for the boiler right now.
Yeah, is that what John said?
Also had pointing the brick too.
Oh, and the pointing of the brick or something like that.
The pointing of the brick is the trim work as well.
So I wouldn't feel comfortable amending this.
I don't either.
This motion right
yeah,
now.
It's kind of apples and oranges, and I don't know how it can fit it in. I'd have to reread a whole thing again and add it.
Yeah,
in.
We're not.
Yeah, we're going
to
have to
give me some advice on how to weave that in. If not,
no.
We're going to have to.
If it's necessary, that would help. It was not, is that not necessary?
A match is not necessary. We were just thinking it would make a stronger case.
Okay.
Oh, if it would make
it work on that, then.
So if you do.
We need to confirm where the funding is going to come from exactly first, and then we'll come back and revisit it.
All right. Let's move the original motion to anyone else. Any other questions? So we're going to vote on the motion as written for item I. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor, 7-0 in favor. Just a point, if we are going to entertain this, can we add this, can we meet December 8th, right?
The
you have to have this done.
The grant application is due on
when?
December 8th.
Well.
Is that what you said?
The December 5th, the grant application.
If you can figure out a way to put it in there, maybe we can have a special meeting and just get that. For that one thing, so they can make the application. But I'm going to.
Yeah, we'll sit down, we'll talk about that. And if we have to, we'll call a special meeting for that.
Okay.
The town of Montgomery resolves to authorize the appropriation of $69,000 from the 030 capital account for the purchase of the animal control facility generator from R&C Electric LLC.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Just as a point, the narrative identifies 900, but it's 69,000.
Where are you reading? In the parentheses, it says $900.
Right.
The number doesn't include that.
Oh.
So I don't know
no,
which
it's
supposed to be.
69,000. Just let me make sure. Hold on a minute.
All right. We'll note that the numerical is correct and the.
He's verifying.
No, it's a typo. It should be 69,900.
Oh, 69,900. Excuse me.
Yep, my mistake.
Just what it says, then, huh?
Well, it.
The typo was on the dollar.
900 is missing from the 9.
All right, any other questions we have on this?
Brian does.
Yep.
This is not going to delay the opening of the animal shelter by not having that generator in place, correct?
No, it will not.
And there will be a backup system available just in case?
I believe there is.
If necessary, we will.
Perfect.
Any other questions? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Is that 7-0 in favor? Consider an act of motion to authorize Mayor Leonard Bunnell to make application for a community investment fund planning grant, round 8, in the amount of $4,868,800. To fund the Camp Oakdale Complex improvements.
So moved.
Second.
So discussion, I think. Who's the smartest one at the end of the table that wants to talk about this?
So what I've done is, again, I was going to have Peter report this on his report from department heads. However, he's here now. And I sent out a list of the individual projects that Public Works, Planning Fox and Rec was looking to do, and he's handing them out now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So included in this packet that Peter's handed out, it identifies the individual projects and the amount that we're looking for to accomplish those projects. And Peter's going to talk a little bit on those things now.
When, this is the first time I've seen this.
No, I sent it out.
When?
It was in the packet.
Today.
This list. I told you yesterday that I would send this out list out today.
Right.
So the amount, the total amount was known because that was part of the package. But the individual projects are listed on the additional sheet.
Well, there's one item on here I do not agree with.
What's that?
Construct 2 multi-youth athletic fields within the Mastoy property. That was purposely put up as a passive use, passive recreation.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, as part of the projects, it's the disc golf and the multi-use trail for the Mastoy property. So Peter's going to be going back to the Fox and Rec Commission to identify the priorities and make sure that the commission is on board with them. But the price, the amount that we're applying for, is still the 4.5.
Did the Parks and Rec vote on this or review this?
This is Rocky's list.
Correct.
Yes. So I'm not sure how that Mastoy property got on there, but this was a list that the chair had approved.
Most of these are from capital, our capital list.
Yeah. My question is, why does the amount on the agenda say 4.8 while the total says 4.5?
It's been changed from the latest estimates from the contractors that we've contacted to date.
And what's the deadline for the grant?
December 5th.
That's a special date.
Can we remove item 11 on this list?
You can do anything you want.
Yeah.
That needs to go.
The only problem with removing it, Mr. Chairman, is it's going to change the total amount.
Well,
so
we have a calculator, right?
Just subtract the 750. Subtract the 750 from the 4.5. Right?
Correct.
Well, so which number should we be subtracting it from? The 4.86 or the 4.56?
4.5.
4.56?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you got to make a motion, right? To
we got to redo the motion.
Item 11. On the priority list. right, from Camp Oakdale Complex Improvements.
So the total amount's going to be 3.312800. 3,312,800.
Do you agree with that, Nick?
Yeah, 3,812,800.
Am I going to change the motion or the original amount on the motion?
Yes.
This is, I believe that our planner picked up on the motion that was printed that it was a planning grant. This is a capital grant. I don't know if I don't have the agenda in front of me, but.
Oh, the Community Investment Fund planning grant?
That's for the land use. This one is a capital grant.
This is the capital grant.
There's two different ones.
Right.
How about we retract the original motion? I'll reread it.
Let's just start over.
Yeah. And subtract.
Can I have a second?
I'll give you a second.
All right. All in favor of removing our original motion and rereading the new one?
So moved.
All right. All in favor of removing it? And we're going to redo it?
Favor.
Aye.
Consider an act of motion to authorize Mayor Leonard Bunnell to make application for a Community Investment Fund capital grant.
Yes.
Round 8 in the amount of $3,312 and
no.
$312,800.
$3,812,800.
Right.
One more time. $3,812,800.
Right.
That was 312.
We subtracted 750 from 4.5. We're at 3.8.
To fund the capital Camp Oakdale complex improvements. Does anybody need any clarification on that amount?
Again, this is only to apply for the grant?
Uh-huh. Correct.
And once it's received, it'll come back and ask for authorization to receive it.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion on this?
Yeah, just one other question. What items of the, you have 14 items on here that I saw that went out with the agenda, and I believe they probably match this document you just gave us. What items are we striking from that list?
Number 11. Item 11 only, right?
Right.
Correct. That's the only one?
Right.
Yeah. Right. And I was going to put that out in my discussion that this is the motion as written, and the projects do not include item indicated as number 11, multi-use fields at Mastoy. All right.
Well,
any other discussions?
Well, this handout doesn't match what we've got in the agenda. Item 11 is not that on here. Item 11 on this list you passed out is actually update and replace the 10 station exercise course.
I think it's just prioritized on the back page, and then on the other handout, it's just lists.
Yeah, there's no 11. It's just dots.
No, I know. But, I mean, if you take them in order, I just want to make sure I understand it's a multi-use field. Okay. Two multi-use fields.
It's the second from the last.
Item 11.
Yeah. But I get what you're saying. It's not 11 on there.
Any other questions on this?
One other question, Pete. If I may, if we got sufficient personnel to maintain these improvements, it's quite a list. Looks like a lot of work in here. I just want to make sure we've got the people to do it without having to worry about looking for more personnel here.
Currently, they have three full-time and kind of two part-timers up at Camp Oakdale maintaining the fields. There's not a lot of maintenance to a disc golf. You mow it a few times a year, which they're doing out there at Mastoy anyway on the perimeter trail. The multi-use trail will be a paved trail. If anything, they may plow it in the wintertime, but just going over it with a blower, getting any debris off of it, shouldn't be much of a problem. Any small washouts, similar to what they do to a trail now. So it'll be on the inside perimeter of the complex at this point. So, and it'd be ADA accessible as much as possible. There's a couple of spaces that are questionable right now, looking at the plans, but they're going to make them work.
with some alternative routes. Okay.
And just for clarification, the item number one, which is called paving Camp Oakdale and small pavilion, is that more specifically the large pavilion for the farmers market area?
No, that's the parking lot at Camp Oakdale complex, the athletic complex, and the small pavilion. The large one is a different project that we've already been funded for.
All right, thank you. Any other questions? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor.
Thank you.
Communication, a copy of the legal bills from Michael E. Sadai. Everyone, that was in your packet. All right, now reports from town attorney on matters referred. Anything, Mayor?
No, the next item we have coming up is going to TARP, and that's the MOU for the dispatchers. Right. Other than that, no.
Will that MOU be on our next month's agenda?
The MOU on...
dispatchers.
Yes, hopefully it'll be on the next agenda.
Report from the mayor and our administrative department heads.
At this time, I'd like to call up the Parks and Rec Land Use Director, Dennis Kadir, to do a report in addition to what you've already heard and introduce him. Because this is his organizational meeting, things got changed around in order. I was hoping to introduce Dennis earlier. Dennis comes to us from the private sector as well as the public sector in his experience. He's already shown a wealth of experience and expertise in the CIF grants, whereas when we applied for the previous CIF grant and being without a director, we kind of struggled in getting things sorted out with DECD and the state, and we had a lot of problems, but Dennis has some experience in that area, and I'm very, very happy to bring him on board. Dennis, you want to say a few words on what the department has going on.
Sure. Good evening again. Dennis Godere, and just a little bit more about myself. I've been in the planning and development industry for about 30 years now. My background's in landscape architecture, and I've pursued and developed into the planning side. Majority of my career has been on the consulting side, working with municipalities as well as private development on various projects from multifamily, mixed-use developments to smaller scale convenience stores. I've kind of seen it all, and I've been on both sides of the table. So I bring a unique perspective and kind of switch hats, if you will. I've also, locally here, I was the planning director in Waterford, as well as a city planner in the city of Groton. Native of the area, I grew up in Franklin. Live in Lebanon right now, and my wife teaches in Norwich, and southeastern Connecticut, born and live here. So I have a stake and some roots in the area. The department, other than, as you can imagine, me understanding what's going on and what we have and what has been happening, there's a couple of active applications that are before us right now. There's a cluster subdivision on Sharp Hill Road, which the public hearing opened a couple of weeks at the last planning and zoning meeting. It had been continued to the next meeting next week. We have a new application that came in for a mixed use at 2227 Route 32, which is the Shantok Package Store site. There's going to be new buildings located there with still a Shantok Package Store, as well as other retail and apartments on the second floor above. There's other individuals that have expressed interest in parcels along Route 32 and nearby. Which I'll just mention that in confidence at this point until they're ready to come forward. I already mentioned about the grant grants that we've been pursuing and will be pursuing and researching. We've engaged the COG today, actually. We met with Kate Rattan, the Director of Transportation, to talk about programs, including LOTSIP, to get a little more educated on that component. I've been talking with SECTOR, which is the Southeastern Connecticut Enterprise Region, with their executive director and assistant last week. They've asked to come into town and meet with our EDC, which I'll be talking with them next week. I know they did that apparently a couple of weeks ago, but they would like to re-engage that conversation and to assist the community there as well. There's been some recent legislative updates. One of the public acts has made some changes to CAM. We're going through what those are and how that impacts our zoning regulations and some of the amendments that we're going to need to make to be consistent. We did just also, in my inbox today, I had a message from CCM, Connecticut Conference of Municipality, regarding impacts on housing programs in the state that also might impact some of our regulations. So we need to assess that as well. We've touched upon the Route 32 163 revive and renew study, which is underway, and that's going to continue. We've got an outreach meeting that the consultants are leading at the senior center this Thursday. There is a website. I have to get the link for, and we can send that out, and probably should post it on the app's notices as well, so people can stay informed as well. And I think I said at a high level, there's other things that we have going on, but and we'll continue to be pursuing. So happy to answer any questions.
Just to add to that, the link is renew163-32.com, and there's some good stuff on there if you want to check it out. They're also holding meetings coming up. They want to get community engagement and some of your ideas on what we can do to improve Montville. So if you're interested in being a part of that, definitely hit up the website, and I think it's a great project going on. So thank you, Dennis.
Came out with some good initial recommendations. Mm-hmm. The trail grant, which I had mentioned or we talked about earlier, they already had picked up on that too. You know, that was one of the elements, and even on some of the zoning, we've been talking about how we have the OZ zone, which is a very flexible zone. There are some limitations to it, and staff and I have been working on an adaptive reuse regulation that we're going to be talking with the commission about next week and moving forward. Have greater flexibility for historic structures, challenged sites such as brownfields, or very underutilized or vacant property that just have challenges to try to make them and get them back on the tax roll too. So
Dennis, there's a couple of things that I'd like to bring up, and one of them is the parking requirements for different residentials and apartments and things like that. It's it with the new stormwater calculations and stuff, to reduction of stormwater, having such a a parking two spaces per apartment or something like that, if that could be reduced down to keep the parking areas smaller, the paved areas down, we need to seriously look into that, because that's really hampering a lot of stuff when it comes to development, because you have to do all this extensive stormwater mitigation and management, and help to reduce that down, it keeps those costs down, and a lot of the stuff, we don't need that much parking for a lot of these things.
We'll be looking. One of my goals is to look holistically at the zoning and make some recommendations, and parking's one of them. Adding, maybe looking at how landscaping plays into that, so you can break up the pavement to, increase water quality, as well as quantity. There's a lot of different mechanisms there. In our POCD, which was updated in 2022, I think we need to take a look at that very comprehensively. Mm-hmm. That's something that we'll be bringing forward probably to this council when budget season comes for discussion. So.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Well, thank you and welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Dennis.
Thank you.
Report from the PD. I realize that this is an organizational meeting, but there are some things that the show must go on, that kind of thing. So if Chief or Lieutenant want to make a few comments and some things that are going on that you should be updated on?
Dave Radford, Lieutenant Monmouth Police. Just want to give you an update on the animal control facility at this time. There's been some hurdles for the contractor and others, but they continue to trudge forward. It's moving forward. The hope is, or the issue is now, is Mother Nature. They're hoping to be able to get things done before she really turns on us and gets real cold. They're hoping to have asphalt done before the plants close. And there's no definitive time frame for it to be done, but the hope is before the end of the year. I know they're pushing very hard to do what they can, fighting the weather. But it's coming along nice. I'm sure everybody's driven by it and seen it. It's coming along good. It's going to be, they're starting to button up everything now. It's got front doors, windows. Some of the rest of the doors came in the other day. They're going to be working on getting them. They're going to try and getting it buttoned up at the very least so that they can get some heat going inside, which is needed for the walls, the flooring, et cetera. I'd also like to thank you for getting the generator passed through. As we know, that's been a hot topic, and it's nice to say that we definitely have one ordered now and coming for it. And kind of in parts to Councilor Baker's question before, it shouldn't prevent the opening of it. It's just with the regulations we deal with, we have to have something on site ready to go in case we lose power at that 10 o'clock on a Saturday night when 20-degree weather in January, and we don't find out until later, 9 o'clock the next morning when staff comes in, then it's going to be too late. Because the Connecticut General Statutes under agriculture, they talk about how we shall maintain a temperature between 55 and 80. So that's just something that we need to make sure we're on top of, but I'm sure we can make that work. I do have a phone call in.
In the event there is, obviously it's not manned middle of the night, the animal control facility. So if there is an issue, is there an alarm that goes off that would let somebody know that they got to get down there?
That's the problem. I do have a phone call into the Department of Ag, our contact. Unfortunately, my usual contact is out on extended leave, so I'm waiting to hear back from somebody else to confirm what exactly the logistics are. It is understood by everybody I've talked to so far that something has to be on site, connected, and ready to go in case that 10 o'clock Saturday night, where it's 8, 10 hours, 12 hours before somebody comes back in, and we get below that threshold.
Well, they have systems that can auto-dial out.
Yeah, it is.
Just simple, and the police are right there. They can always jump in there and take a look and make sure it's in good shape if there's an alarm goes off. But, I think that's, there's systems out there that can help out with that in the event that we can't get a fully automated, generator. We can have a temporary put in and, ready to go,
Yeah, and that's what I'm looking to confirm, what exactly the state is looking for to meet that shall requirement. I'm hoping to get a response from them this week, and we'll know more. That's it, unless anybody has any questions.
Thank you.
So after several rounds of interviews and with numerous applicants for the fire marshal's position, I've appointed John Meagle, the deputy fire marshal, as the town fire marshal. John has demonstrated he's the most qualified and capable candidate for this important position, and I'm confident that he will fulfill the responsibilities of the fire marshal's office with professionalism, integrity, and a steadfast commitment to serving the best interests of the town of Montville. He's already been sworn in because his first day was the third. We'll have another official swearing in by the public safety meeting end of the month. I think it was the right choice to do, and there were a lot of applicants. Also following up on several interviews for three positions that have been filled, the part-time clerk for the part-time position at the town hall, that was filled by Caitlin Nugent. She started on the 27th of October. The public works custodian, Jessica Dorsett, will start on the 24th of November. And the public works maintainer one, Corey Mees, will be starting on the 25th of November. The firefighters' negotiations are continuing. I hope to have some figures to bring back to you for consideration here by within the next week or so. I also want to point out that we have several of our town employees that received some recognition, and I think it's important that you are aware of this. McDelia Crespo, who is our payroll clerk, received recognition by the National Government Finance Officers Association for providing outstanding public service as a mentor. This work often takes place behind the scenes, but is clearly acknowledgement by driving change, mentoring others, and leading their organization serving the community. McDelia is someone who has mastered the five different labor contracts that we have with all the payroll stipulations and considerations and conditions. It's really a complex thing that she's done very, very well at, and she received recognition by this Finance Officers Association. Also, I have Dawn Otero. She's the assistant tax collector. She was recognized for her outstanding dedication and professional achievement. In the last 8 months, she has successfully completed the Certified Connecticut Municipal Collector's Pre-Course, as well as courses 1 and 2 in the state's multi-level certification program. These courses provide rigorous training in municipal tax administration, collection procedures, and statutory compliance. She has enhanced her experience in tax collection, strengthening her ability to serve our residents accurately and efficiently, and contributed to this overall financial management and compliance with our town. Carlos Pixio recently achieved his CCMA 1 certification. This certification affirms he possesses the necessary outstanding of the administrative practices and procedures, statutory requirements, and evaluation techniques to serve in an administrative capacity in Connecticut Assessor's Office. This designation is required to sign the grand list and also sign other state reports. It's just an example of these people are responsible for the operation of the town, and they're doing a great job. I just wanted you to see what's going on. Now that I've had my office moved to the first floor, that it's allowed the return of the council conference room. Everybody will be getting a key to get in there, and you won't have to worry about using the conference room down here for things outside the normal meeting times, and there won't be any conflicts with other things that are going on in room 102. I also want to point out that the Mohegan Tribe has donated 300 turkeys again this year for the Thanksgiving holiday baskets, and we really appreciate their donations to the town. A lot of things would not go on if we didn't have their cooperation.
What day is it? Are they dropping those off?
I'm sorry?
What day are they dropping those off?
I think it's going to be next weekend.
No, next.
No.
No. It hasn't, the time hasn't confirmed. It's next week.
Yeah, next week.
All right, well, let me know.
It's going to be in they got that freezer now, so it's able to store all the turkeys before they end them out.
Anything else, Mayor?
That's it.
Okay. Reports from standing committees. That's not applicable. Reports from special committees and liaisons. Not applicable. Appointments and resignations to boards and commissions. Consider and act a motion to reappoint Marcus Hernandez as an alternate member of the Zoning Board of Appeals with a term to expire on November 8th, 2027.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Rule call, please.
Councilor Baker?
Favor.
Councilor Karen?
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. Item 18B is not ready to vote on. They got to find out some information on this before we proceed. So we're going to item 18C. Consider an act of motion to accept the resignation of Brian Baker from the Public Safety Commission effective immediately.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Sorry, Brian. But you're on the public safety anyway. So anyway, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. There is no executive session. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the councilor and mayor. I'll start off with the mayor.
I want to remind everybody about Veterans Day ceremony tomorrow at the Town Hall Monuments. Also, the luminaries are at 6 o'clock at the American Legion tomorrow night. Welcome aboard our two new members, and welcome back the five of you. Looking forward to two more years of accomplishments and things we can get done. And both the newcomers will see the importance of those committees that you've been appointed to bring back information to the town council for just to keep us aware, basically, and what's going on in the different departments. And most of those meetings, you're going to see me there anyway, but it's nice to have another set of eyes and opinions of what's going on. Oh, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thank you. Councilor Southard?
I just want to echo the mayor's remarks. Welcome to Rachel and Brian. Glad to have you here. I would just want to remind everybody that on Saturday, the Farmers Market Holiday Market is at Tile Middle School from 10 to 2. It's going to be a really good one. We have about 65 vendors signed up. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Councilor Jaskowitz.
Welcome, Rachel and Brian.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll have our little differences, but they'll only be little.
That's all right.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And I want to thank the people of Mato for electing all of us to do this job. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right. I'll go down to this end. Councilor Novak.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Thank you. I look forward to working with all of you.
Councilor Baker.
I'd just also like to congratulate everyone that was elected this year. I think the citizens of Montville elected a strong team. I see a lot of good things happening with this board. And as Rachel said, I look forward to working with everyone. And just keep in mind here, one town, one team. And I think if focus on that, we can do a lot of good things here. Mm-hmm. And thank you all for being here tonight. And happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Councilor Sevilla.
Welcome to you guys. I'm excited to work with you for the next 2 years. Thank you to the town for voting me back in. I appreciate it. I'm giving up public safety to Brian. He's got a little more knowledge than me, so I just wanted to give one final report on that because it was kind of been a topic that's been coming up with the scrapyard catching on fire. So something that they invested in was a fire rover, which actually detects smoke, flames, heat, and it immediately works to put out the fire. Pretty recently, it put out a pile of batteries, lithium batteries, which they knew were causing some of these things. So it was able to put it out. Our fire department still showed up, but it was already out. So they are doing stuff over there, so that's good to know. They also told that company that dropped off all the batteries to never come again. So they are kind of working on things over there, so that was good to hear, and I just wanted to make sure you guys all knew about that. And that's it, really. Happy Thanksgiving.
I'd like to welcome Rachel and Brian. I can't wait to work with you. I make it a little fun sometimes, and we get along with a lot of different areas. I see a lot of good quality in both of you, and I appreciate you running for office. It's not a fun thing. I've been on for a long time, and sometimes it can be difficult, especially on our families. But welcome aboard. If I can help you in any way, I'm always open for a phone call or a coffee. Cumberland Farms especially, but definitely. Want to thank the voters, and also, most importantly, I want to thank our families. Our families have to put up with us, not only just on Election Day, but the nights that we are out, all the meetings that we go to, and especially our wives, very patient with us. But I want to thank them, too, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
And it's been said, welcome. It's one of these labor of love type of jobs. Either you love it or you hate it. But I will tell you that the citizens of Montville voted for each one of us sitting at this dais, and their expectations is our first priority, and that's the way I run it. It's and I listen and I vote. Like, every question is this good for Montville? Is this good for the town? And I hope everybody keeps that type of attitude. And if you guys need anything, all of us are available. And if you can't make a meeting and you need your liaison report to be reported on, just send it on to one of us and we can get it in. So it does happen if you can't make a meeting. If you can't make a liaison meeting, no big deal. Just, you know, try to get the notes from the minutes if you can. But anyway, welcome, everyone, and congratulations to each one of you. We all did a lot of work for this campaign, and your efforts are here tonight. So happy Thanksgiving, and enjoy the time, the holidays, because it's going to be a blur until it's really cold and we can't get out. So with that, I'd like a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Agnes, thank you.
Is it a different role that you've been?
I was actually a public safety commissioner.
That's kind of so.